Less than a few weeks after the historic march on Washington for jobs and freedom, an act of such horrific barbarism occurred that shook the nation and the world to its core. Members of the United Klans of America were responsible for planting a bomb in the basement of the mostly black 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama. Four little girls, Addie Mae Collins, Denise McNair, Cynthia Wesley, and Carol Robertson were killed instantly. Their mangled bodies were found throughout the church's undercroft as dynamite lit with hatred had done its worst. It was 10:22 in the morning, September 15th, 1963. The children were in the basement preparing for Youth Sunday and to hear a sermon by their pastor, A Love That Forgives. Little did they know that Robert Dynamite Bob Chambliss, Herman Cash, Thomas Blanton, and Bob Cherry had sown the seeds of their deaths. Little did those children know that they had become casualties in an awful backlash against the cause of civil rights. That the earlier integration campaign of that summer had worked successfully despite the protestations of their state's governor, George Wallace. And the President John Kennedy's civil rights bill was pending in Congress. Some people didn't like that type of racial progress, and their answer was in blood. Civil rights leaders placed the blame on Governor Wallace, whose bellicose rhetoric had fired up an already intransigent base. Leaders, ranging from Birmingham's mayor, Albert Botwell, to President Kennedy, to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., expressed outrage. But the damage was done, and the killers went unpunished for over a decade. Addie Mae Collins, Denise McNair, Cynthia Wesley, and Carol Robertson joined the list of martyrs for the cause of human justice. They were patriots who gave their lives in the second American Revolution, and their sacrifice made the liberation of millions possible. What does this sacrifice mean nearly a half century later? It means that human beings can be capable of unspeakable cruelty, but that goodness does triumph over evil. This dastardly act was one of the factors that led President Lyndon Johnson to put additional pressure on Congress to pass his martyred predecessors with sweeping bipartisan support. But it also means, in the larger scheme of things, that no one can escape the punishment of evil deeds. While their killers had escaped arrest for over a decade, they came eventually to receive the justice that they deserved. And even more than that, Bob Chambliss, Herman Cash, Thomas Blanton, and Bob Cherry will forever be remembered as hate-filled bigots, motivated by bloodlust revenge to prove a political point, and in the process, ended four innocent lives.